need to continue our fellowship on the matter of redeeming our time for the Lord by scheduling our time. Ephesians 5:16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Brothers and sisters, I do hope that through this brief fellowship, we would have an increased appreciation and a proper view of our time, the time that the Lord has given us. And we would also realize that the enemy's tactic is to try to waste our time, to eat up our time, so that our time is not used for God and His economy. But before we get into any more details about how to use our time for the Lord, I hope that today, through this fellowship, you can be impressed with how much time is a gift. Time is a commodity, and God gives us time for the accomplishment of His purpose. We measure our life by time. It's broken up into intervals of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, and years. And God gives all of us the same amount of time per day. That is, we all have the same amount of time, but some can use it for the Lord and some can waste it. God gives all of us the same amount of time each day, but we all know that in one day, our time can be used in a productive way, or our time can be wasted. In Psalm 90, verse 12, actually the one psalm written by Moses, Moses writes, teach us then to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us then to number our days. Brothers and sisters, it's possible that our days before the Lord could be numbered. That is, they may count before Him. It's also possible that our days do not count before Him in the heavenly record. Brother Watchman Nee has a wonderful chapter on this matter, on this verse, on numbering our days, in the Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 38, in Set 2. I do hope that you could read that. It's chapter 45. In that chapter, Brother Nee shows us, especially with many Old Testament examples, how our time before the Lord could just be wasted and not count before Him. Even years could be absent from the heavenly record. It's so easy to waste our time. And as it says in Romans 5:16, we have to redeem the time because the days are evil. Satan, especially through the world system, he designs the world just to waste our time, to eat up our time, so that we do not spend the time before the Lord and on the things that are profitable for us. The beginning of the new school year is always a good time to consider this matter once again, to consider in our schedule, as we set our schedule for school, for studying, for all the extracurricular activities that you might be involved with, it's a good time to set our schedule to incorporate many of the spiritual life practices that will help us to maintain our experience of life, our enjoyment of the Lord throughout the school year. And this, brothers and sisters, is my main burden in this series of podcasts. Of course, we have to go to school. Of course, we have to study and do all the things to take care of our human responsibilities. However, we need to seize the time, take advantage of the time that's afforded to us to incorporate many of the life practices, each of which may take only a few minutes at certain parts of the day. But you will find that if you can set a schedule to incorporate many of these life practices, you will be kept maintained in the divine life, in the flow of life, in the fellowship of life throughout the day, each day. You could say that our fellowship with the Lord is of two categories. One category is our ongoing fellowship with the Lord throughout the day. For example, when you're walking to the bus in the morning, when you're walking on your campus from class to class, you can have many conversations with the Lord. You can just talk to Him about anything and everything, telling Him how you feel, telling Him what you want, or just calling on His name and telling Him that you love Him. And throughout the day, our fellowship with the Lord is maintained this way, and this is very good and very necessary. But another category, or the other category, is the fellowship at set times. And we find from our experience that the set time fellowship really strengthens our ongoing, continuous fellowship with the Lord throughout the day. For example, we can set a time with the Lord in the morning. And as soon as we wake up to have a time with Him in the Word, we can set another time as a prayer time later on in the day, and maybe a time to enjoy the Lord with companions in the evening. In Psalm 55:17, it says, "Evening and morning and at noon I complain and moan." David had set times to be before the Lord and to pour out his heart to the Lord. From this psalm, we can see that David had at least three set times a day to go before the Lord and to pour out his heart to the Lord, even to complain and to moan. In Psalm 119:164, it says, "Seven times a day I praise you for your righteous ordinances." It's good to set up seven times a day to praise the Lord. And even in the recent training we heard, don't let David beat you. We should praise eight times a day. It'd be wonderful to set aside eight times to just praise the Lord. In Acts 3:1, it tells us that Peter and John went up to pray at the ninth hour prayer, which actually for us means 3 p.m. It would not be bad to have a set time every day at 3 p.m. just to pray, to come back to contact the Lord. At the end of the school day, that would be a good time to be washed in the water of the Word, that all the contamination of the world could be washed away. And for many of the college students, that might be in the middle of your academic day. It'd be good to take a little break, to come back to the Lord, to set our heart on the Lord again. Another wonderful thing about the time that the Lord has given us for the accomplishment of His economy is that time affords us many new beginnings. In Philippians 3, it says, "Forgetting the things that are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before." And the way in which we measure time affords us many opportunities to have a new beginning so that we can forget the things behind. 2 Chronicles 2:4 mentions the matter of the burnt offering, which is a type of our experience of consecration. And something very particular mentioned in this verse is that the burnt offering was offered four different occasions. First, there's the continual burnt offering. The second half of the verse reads, "And the offering up of burnt offerings in the morning and in the evening." That was also called the continual burnt offering in other portions of the word. "On Sabbaths and on new moons and on the appointed feasts of Jehovah our God." I want you to pay attention to these four phrases: in the morning and in the evening. This is daily. On Sabbaths, this is weekly. On new moons, this is monthly. And on the appointed feasts of Jehovah our God, this is annually. Brothers and sisters, we can renew our consecration to the Lord daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. Thank the Lord that He affords us many new opportunities to give ourselves to Him and also to have a new beginning in Him, that we could go on in the experience of Christ as life. And I hope that you would take advantage of the beginning of this new school year, to consecrate yourself to the Lord anew, and specifically to consecrate your time, that the Lord would have the first place in your time, the first place in your schedule, the first place in your day. May the Lord lead you to renew your consecration to Him at the beginning of this new school year. And may He lead you to schedule your time in such a way that your time would be redeemed and your days would be numbered. O Lord, strengthen us into our inner man. Lord, strengthen us to redeem our time in these evil days. And Lord, teach us to number our days before You. O Lord, make Your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For HTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.